Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
You can blame Jay Foreman for that.
For what?
He egged it on.
I was just asking.
See,
man.
Here's the thing. We all know each other's buttons.
I didn't know it was like that, man. Dang.
We all know each other's buttons. Like, what he heard was his grandmother's voice in his head. Baby, get him.
Right.
And that's here's what's really funny. I don't really have Cowboys hate. It's just a thing. I don't have Cowboys hate. I don't.
Like, well, there's no reason. They haven't really been relevant for forever.
Right. I mean, the Texans. See, this is when the text line will let you know that they all in. Jay, I have a question from you from the text line. Did Drew Pearson push off or not?
Yes, he did. That's where my hate for the Cowboys go starts. And then when you're in Houston, you know, the Cowboys always felt like they were bigger and better. And by that time, when I got to Houston, they were irrelevant. But they were always the team that would talk, you know, most talented, but never really got it figured out. But I think the Cowboys are good for the NFL because, you know, you got everybody across America talking about them. Mm-hmm. And that's what Jerry Jones loves. And he's riding high this week. And we'll see. It'll be interesting to see this game here, what happens between both teams. You got a chess match between, you know, the two coaching staffs and the players. And really you got two quarterbacks that have a lot to prove. I mean, Purdy's got a lot of pressure on him because he can see, you know how they, you know, at the end of the rainbow, you have the, you know, the gold, you know, pot of gold. You can see that. You can see going from Mr. Irrelevant in the system, played better even than Garoppolo, played better than Trey Lance. And if he does it well, he'll get paid handsomely in the future than he ever could, you know, possibly, you know, dreamt of being the last guy, you know, picked in the draft.
He's under a rookie contract.
Yeah, it's his first year, and everything's minimal. So it's going to be – and then, you know, can this high-powered Dallas offense step up and deal with this 49er defense? And can this 49er defense slow down this Dallas offense, especially if Dak is playing to that level? And can this 49er defense make this game – where Brock Purdy has to win the game.
What would Brock have to do?
He's gonna have to throw the ball.
Not
off play action.
Well, but here's the thing that in space, right? The way that Washington attacked Dallas was getting the ball out of the young man's hands quickly to athletes in space and making Dallas's defenders tackle in space, which they just didn't do well.
Right.
And if you're San Francisco, where you have better skill position people after the catch than Washington does.
And the rest.
At every position, right?
Yeah.
At every position. And then you can't cheat on McCaffrey in the run game because you have to fill lanes with McCaffrey. You have to stay in your lane. You can't – because his cutback game is strong.
Yeah. And he's
elusive in space.
He's got some cuts on him. The thing that about Dallas's defense that worries me is 55-42. Anthony Barr and Van Der Esch. I always thought Van Der Esch was horrible. I did. He came in, you know, as a rookie, did well, and then after that, I just think he's been hot garbage. But those two matched up, whether it's zone, short zone, or man-to-man coverage, is a recipe for disaster. But what Dallas has done, they have a kind of a safety hybrid curse that can come down and handle McCaffrey. It's going to come. I think Dan Quinn will have a good game plan. I think Shanahan feels comfortable going against Dan Quinn. One, he knows him because they were on the same coaching staff mm-hmm. in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. But then they just played Seattle, which is Pete Carroll. Dan Quinn's a disciple of Pete Carroll, so they're going to play their defense. It's gonna be. I think this and the Cincinnati Buffalo game is going to be the two most interesting games this whole weekend, just because of, you know, styles make fights and, you know, who's going to, you know, blink first. You know, look, man, but Dak Prescott, you know, stepped up. Dallas won. It's a game they should have won regardless of where it was played. And we'll see what happens. We'll see if these guys that, you know, the Michael Parsons and all these other guys that you hear about and, you know, the next coming LT, can you – these are the games right here. Now, granted, I only was able to play in three playoff games, but
– Only three.
Yeah.
How will you live? How do you sleep at night?
Well, when hey, trust me.
That's when, three, when, baby. When, like, you kidding me?
When come you're on. Blessed right away
yeah.
you're playing in them, and then you're kind of, you know, go down to Houston, you ain't got a chance. You learn to appreciate getting to there, and it's a lot harder than what people think. You know, what Philly did this year, even what Vikings did this year.
What Jacksonville did this year.
I mean, it's harder to get there, and it's harder to, you know, even with San Fran, they haven't lost in, it seems like, 2 months. It's to win a NFL game is hard. So, but for Michael Parsons and all these guys, and even you got to think the pressure on D'Amico Ryans, you know, continue along the process of getting the head coaching job, all this stuff, there's pressure. There's other things that go into it that are – there's other things on the line besides the 49ers winning and Dallas winning, Buffalo winning or Cincinnati.
There are futures changing.
There's futures changing. And so that's what makes the playoff game so special. And so intense, and because there is no next week, there isn't, you know, like I said yesterday, there's not a chance to get on a run. The run's over. Everybody's 0-0, and just the teams that played it, you know, the week before are 1-0. And the two teams that got the bye week, in theory, are 1-0, but they hadn't played in a while. And so that's a chess match. How do you keep the edge on a team so they don't lose focus even though they earn the bye week? That's huge. So,
like, I don't think anybody playing this week feels comfortable.
Well, there's too much parity. I mean, look, Philly, up until Hurts got, you know, dinged up, was probably the most dominant team, mm-hmm. right? And when you look at it, they got like six all pros.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And all this stuff, right? They're most dominant. Mm-hmm. But people forget the Commanders went up there and put their head to bed.
Popped that behind.
And then, you know, San Francisco has had to come back and win some games.
Well, the Eagles swept the Giants, which Some people would say gives you an advantage, but everybody says the most difficult thing in the NFL is beat somebody three times.
Yeah, well, when you play them the third time it's in the playoffs, there is no fair dodging. And the last time that Philly played the Giants, Philly played their starters. Giants didn't play Jones or Saquon Barkley, who is that dude. Mm-hmm. They didn't play, and it was right down to the fourth quarter. The Giants, I'm telling you, the Giants ain't backing down from nobody.
A number to that point, after San Francisco beat Seattle, if there's a third matchup of teams in the playoff, the team that won the first two matchups is now 15-9 all time.
Yeah, it's a tough
be sleeping well at night. Because, look, as much as San Fran blew out the Seahawks, to a player, they'll tell you, we just got the momentum and we cashed in on some plays. That was a nail biter coming out of halftime. And I always tell players, if you can play, say Nebraska's playing Purdue, right? Well, they already did again, but, and say they play them even the first half, even the first 10 minutes of the second half, and then Purdue goes on a run in 6 minutes, and then you end up losing by 16. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you end up losing by 16, but you got to say, look, three quarters of the game, we played them neck and neck. Our own doing for those 6 minutes were part of the reason why we lost by 16. So when you start to minimize where you lost the game, and when you go in the playoffs, and then you hyper focus on not to do that again, and then you also hyper focus how you were able to play them, even Steven, that's how you get upsets. That's how you get the Vikings, you know, having a home field advantage. And New York coming up there and saying, yeah, you kicked a 62-yard field goal to win and beat us last time, but we're a better team than we were then, and now we're just going to physically beat you up, and we're just going to keep going back to the well of the crossing routes against your linebackers that don't like to cover and your safety that's out there practicing in glide speed. So for you people out there, what glide speed is you glide on a Thursday trying to get your legs back on Thursday and Friday for a Saturday game. Harrison Smith, who I think should go into the Hall of Fame as a safety, and those safety from Minnesota were playing in glide speed, and the Giants were playing at playoff speed.
The Giants seem to, with their front four, seem to kind of manipulate. Yeah, and the Eagles have a plan for that, and they seem to handle it well. I think it's a matter of the two lines, the two teams' lines on both sides, and for whatever reason, I trust the Eagles' lines on either side more than I worry about even with Saquon.
I sent you an Instagram of Saquon what his running back coach said, right?
But here's the thing.
But you seen that what he said, right? He said, you him, right? He said, yeah. Well then show me then.
Philly in the cold in January is perfect for Eagles Giants.
But
like, it's perfect for Eagles Giants, for both of them to do what they do in that space. Then it becomes which of the quarterback's legs will give them great enough advantage to make up for mistakes. And I just think, one, the Eagles have better receivers, which will make Hurts better than Daniel Jones and the receivers.
Don't forget the tight end.
Right. Yeah. Well, there's a couple of them.
Yeah.
Right? Where Philly's not going to rely on their running backs be the running game.
Right.
Hurts will be the running game. Daniel Jones doesn't want to do that because he'll take hits and they'll end up seeing the backup quarterback. Right. Like, this is kind of the play for this game. Like I said, nobody's comfortable.
But, DP, the one chink in Philly's armor is stopping the run, which is weird. And here's why you know it is. Because they picked up big fella that used to play for the Vikings, and then they picked up the House of Spears.
Will the Giants? And I think this is the question: will the Giants be patient enough to either win or lose with Barkley? And I just don't think they will be.
Here's what the Giants need to do: they need to start fast. I always say this on the road: you got to play steady and start fast. You got to pick up first downs, especially if Philly wins and they defer, right? You got to pick up first downs and play. If you don't score, you got to play small ball. Then you got to loosen them up like they did against the Vikings. Take advantage of their second level, which is their linebackers and coverage. They have pretty good safeties and corners, right? Mm-hmm. But the linebackers can be had. Again, the short area pass game, run after catch, do all that type of stuff, because you know what that does? that slows down their plethora of pass rushers. And then you're going to be able to try to get that running game going. Look, people don't want to give the Giants credit, and they were, you know, Joe Judge, that was a mistake. I remember we talked nauseam how he even got a job or got the head coaching job. But the one thing that they did is they drafted well at both tackle positions. So anytime you have two legitimate, and Thomas has been quietly, besides Laremy Tunsil, has been the best offensive tackle in pass protection all year long.
Numbers don't lie.
And dominant in the run game. To go with the Alabama tackle, that gives you a chance, okay? The problem with the Giants is, in contrast to Philly, Philly has two dogs out there as receivers, right? The Giants have one. Now, that's where – now, can Daniel Jones be efficient? Dable's got it. He's got to call a great game like he did. And if he – and if he's – I'm going to tell you, he's one of the best play callers out there. If he calls a good game, you ain't got to worry about Saquon.
I'm just not sure cold weather Daniel Jones is going to be better than Hurts.
Listen here, Daniel Jones – who do you think – I'm going to ask you this. Who do you think runs in a foot race, Daniel Jones or Hurts?
Yeah, they say Jones is
faster. No, ain't no say. He is fast.
Yeah.
There ain't no say. He is fast. And he is big. Don't sleep on Opie. You know what's that? Was it Forrest Gump?
He runs DP. Give him full. I'll DP. Give him full Wait, respect.
He don't lean into the turn on the 200. He running the wreck
straight up.
he running the wreck like he's Michael Johnson.
He's
man.
Straight up.
Don't let's sleep
go,
on him.
Let's go to break. We'll talk about these four games. We'll talk about some things going on in the community here in Lincoln when we come back to Opie.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.